Now we present an encore presentation of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander.
This market is resilient. There's no question about it. The Dow this week, down 0.2%, not much. S&P up a little bit, 0.6. NASDAQ up 1.5. And the 10-year Treasury settled in at 132, but it did rise yesterday a little bit, which I've been talking about, and oil 69.26 a barrel. So what's happening? Well, this past week, like I mentioned, the jobs reports. You have the Thursday weekly and you have the Friday, which was for the month of August, came out. And there was a surprise. And why it was so important, this jobs report yesterday, was because of the fact that the next Fed meeting is going to be on the 22nd of September. And why that's important is because as we wind out of summer, remember, Monday is Labor Day. You don't have to go to work. Yay. Anyway, summer's over, right? Got a couple more days, and then we're back into the fall. And usually the fall means the stock market falls. And so if the Fed doesn't do it right, it's going to fall a lot. And so their meeting on the 22nd is where they're going to talk about how they're going to ease off the throttle here, because they've had their foot solidly on that gas pedal. And now it's time to unwind that, because it can't go on forever. You have to take away the punch bowl. And so this jobs report Friday was really important. And here's why. So this was the August employment report. And we were looking for a lot of jobs, because if you remember in July, there was a ton. There was over a million jobs in July. Remember that? And so August was supposed to be great. People were saying 5, 6, 7 could be as high as 900,000. Guess what? It was only 235,000. Ouch. Not a lot. And what was it? What was the Delta? The Delta variant has really put headwinds on, particularly the hospitality and leisure sector, because people were just getting afraid again. I mean, it's just that simple. So that's what did it, but it wasn't bad enough to cause me to get overly concerned. Let me tell you more about that. So I'm going to say that this jobs report was still in the Goldilocks camp. You know, Mama and Papa Bear are still out there hunting around, and we're still eating our porridge, and the economy is still growing. And I don't think it's over, but I do want you to get prepared, because I do think that September and October are going to be interesting, but it's not over. All right, so how do I know this? Well, the other big number, the second most important number I was looking at this week, was manufacturing. Because if our factories are still making stuff, and a lot of stuff, that means that people are buying it. It means that things are happening. And that's still happening. Because this past week, the ISM Manufacturing Index rose. Didn't fall. It actually beat the previous month. So we were at 59.9. The estimates were around 59. And remember, anything over 50 is good. And so this was the 15th. Consecutive month of expansion in the factory sector in the United States of America. So the bottom line is, in the details, as you look at this stuff, things look pretty Goldilocks in my mind. And that's good. Now, the other thing that came out of this, which is important, and this gets me excited. I'm sorry, but I like this stuff. So look, are you doing any remodeling on your house, like buying lumber and stuff like that, going down to Home Depot like me? Well, if you are, you've seen what? You've seen prices on that stuff go way up, right? And you're going, when's this going to stop? When are prices going to start to come down on stuff? They just did. That's what this report showed. It just showed. This is the first time I've seen this, that prices are starting to go the other way. Inflationary pressure on stuff is turning around. And this is at the producer level. So that should trickle down. That's called trickle-down economics. Bueller? See the drool. Anyway, listen. That's good news, okay? So Goldilocks is still happening, and I'm excited. Now, the question is, if you remember, do you wear white after Labor Day? You're not supposed to, remember? You're not supposed to wear white, only white in the summer. At least that's what my mom taught me. Anyway, that's the reality. So now we're going past Labor Day, and I think we're going to see some red, folks. I think that the S&P 500 is going to go down a little bit. Now, why do I say that? Well, on average, over the last 20 years, September has been the worst performing month for the S&P 500, period. September has posted monthly declines slightly less than half of the time of more than 7%, four times in this period of time I'm talking about. And when you look at the direction of the market, it's definitely not governed by the calendar, but there has been a tendency for volatility to start to pick up as summer winds down because everybody's sleepy during summer, particularly this summer. We've been having too much fun. And when you have to start going back to work and it gets colder outside and you have more to think about, right? People just like to create drama. We love drama, right? We do. We're fascinated by it. See what that other person does. Not happening to me, but hey. Anyway, so the moves that we've seen in these years, just the statistics are there. Okay, so with the economy and the things we're seeing right now, I'm expecting it. But I don't think the expansion, I don't think that the earnings of these corporations, I don't think that it's time for a dramatic sell-off. And so if you see any sort of volatility, if you see any opportunity in things that you like, you buy. All right, it's just my experience, my opinion. I'm not telling you to do anything. I'm just talking. Now, next week, I'm going to be looking at the producer price index because that's going to talk about inflation once again. And I'm going to see the consumer. How much credit are they taking out? They're still borrowing and they're taking out more money, which they are, by the way. That's a good thing. So if we see all that, game on, folks.
You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.